Welcome to the Forward Day by Day podcast, brought to you by Forward Movement. We're glad you're here and hope you'll share us with your friends.
Today is Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. It is Tuesday in Easter week. Today's reading comes from John chapter 20, verse 16a. Jesus said to her, "Mary." Recently, I made a presentation at our public library about the importance of setting. Some stories are so dependent upon a particular place or landscape or geography that they cannot be told anywhere else. Such is the case with John's telling of the first Easter morning. Mary Magdalene stands outside the tomb in the dark, weeping and in deep grief. Bending to look inside the tomb, she encounters two angels, then turns and sees a man she assumes is the gardener. Mary asks the man if he has taken the body away. It is Jesus who responds, calling her by name, "Mary." Jesus calls Mary by name at a time when she is in the dark, overwhelmed by fear and sadness. This powerful meeting can occur only because Mary is fully present at the tomb, open to possibility. Like Mary, we have dark times when we are overwhelmed by fear and sadness. Her Easter story is our story, which can only be told at Jesus' tomb. In the darkness and the light, God invites us to dramatic connection and calls us by name. Pray for the Diocese of Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. And today's moving forward. When have you heard God call you by name? I'm Rebecca Hatch, and it's my pleasure to read this month's Forward Day by Day Meditations, written by Len Fraser.
A morning resolve. I will try this day to live a simple, sincere, and serene life, repelling promptly every thought of discontent, anxiety, discouragement, impurity, and self-seeking, cultivating cheerfulness, magnanimity, charity, and the habit of holy silence, exercising economy in expenditure, generosity in giving, carefulness in conversation, diligence in appointed service, fidelity to every trust, and a childlike faith in God. In particular, I will try to be faithful in those habits of prayer, work, study, physical exercise, eating, and sleep, which I believe the Holy Spirit has shown me to be right. And as I cannot in my own strength do this, nor even with a hope of success attempt it, I look to Thee, O Lord God, my Father, in Jesus, my Savior, and ask for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thanks for spending part of your day with us. Join the discussion about today's devotional at prayer.forwardmovement.org, where you can also find a full list of today's scripture readings, more daily prayer resources, and information on how to subscribe to the print edition of Forward Day by Day. This podcast is produced by Forward Movement, a ministry of the Episcopal Church. Make a donation or explore our full catalog of books, small group studies, and personal spiritual resources at forwardmovement.org. May God bless you and those you love this day and always.